enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, it is the time you have anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest, and obviously the cleverest, with me, your humble host, the most riveting and the most entertaining. What are you doing, Dr. Holdo?
I'm just snapping on my gloves.
That's just wrong. The tastiest and, most importantly, the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show. Listen to my thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at, really, our longest sponsor, our one of our favorite places on earth to be, Le Cordon Green, better known to the blue-collar masses as the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without the wonderful sponsors like the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, my friends, they are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. And according to the University of Georgia Agricultural Department, they are the sweetest onions on earth. How do you find them? You look on the back of the tag. Because if it does not say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't. My voice is off.
I was going to sound like an alto.
Thank you.
But anyway, and by Whole Foods, my friends. Whole Foods, where values matter. Their 365 line is absolutely incredible. You get all the amazing quality, none of the nasties, and prices that will compete with any of the major private label brands from other grocery stores whose names shall never be mentioned. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, it is your portal to the world of great times, a world of great cigar selections, and the world of friends you have yet to meet. Cutter Cigar Emporium, coming up, we'll be talking about it in the not-too-distant future. Southern Cigar Festival is coming up. Always exciting, that. Well, as we do each and every week, we present to you the affable, the dynamo of delicious, a gargantuan of goodies. Here's, of course, Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo.
What's up, Chef? I'm good. How are you?
Boy, you know, the show isn't going to air this week, but the show that we did last week was from the 18th Annual Mexico Beach Gumbo Cook-Off.
Yep.
My God, what an incredible experience. I will never forget that experience, Jeff.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I mean, we've competed now. This is our, fourth year?
Next year will be five.
And it was probably our best competition gumbo.
You knocked it out of the park.
Well, but I mean, I think one of the secrets was we used the Big Green Egg to do the roux for the first time. And it was unbelievable. And it was pretty bulletproof.
Oh.
I mean, it was the important thing was the proportion of flour.
And they will only know that by listening to the show.
This is true.
Because we shall not.
We're not going to tell them here.
Squeal right now and make it easy on you. You have to let your ears bleed a little. I think in the medieval days it was bloodletting, but you need to listen because we're going to teach you some techniques and proportionality that will totally blow away the conventional thought on roux.
Yeah.
And when the show airs, we're going to show you the pictures. The ultimate goal, of course, is mahogany. Anybody that knows anything about roux, it's that deep mahogany color.
Yep.
It is the, without doubt, the most difficult roux to make. And why is that?
Well, normally it takes a lot of time. And once you get to that one point, you have a minute between burned and perfect mahogany roux. So.
And you nailed it. I mean, you nailed the gumbo like I've never.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Even greater than Stanley's, I would compete. I would take your gumbo to Stanley's. And you know we both hold that
Stanley's,
as a standard.
Stanley's is like sacred for gumbo in New Orleans. But I would say this. The smokiness that the egg imparted on the roux, along with that deep mahogany color, was fantastic. I mean, it was
great.
And
we will teach you on the upcoming show, cheap and shameless plug as we are giving it right now, and we will post it online when we're going to air it. So we're not going to even tell you.
We're not going to tell them?
We're going to take all the hits we can get.
I feel like I need to tell them.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, this is going to blow your mind. In fact, we were talking to Jerry Stone. He's like the guru around here for, you know, sales and the retail center. He's got so many hats.
Yes.
He's just multitudinous. And he and I were talking about it, and we suggested, and you agreed, we ought to book with Amanda. You should do, together, we should do the ultimate Cajun dinner, where you teach jambalaya, you teach dirty rice, and you teach gumbo, all of that on the Big Green Egg.
Absolutely.
And Jerry said, oh, my God, you guys would be so packed, we'd oversell. And I agree. Because after that roux, after that, oh, my God, who wouldn't want to come to that class?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could do, we'll do a great roux and a great gumbo on the egg, and then parlay that into some, you mentioned dirty rice. I think you've got a great dirty rice recipe that we've, I think, shared before.
Well,
and we'll do some jambalaya.
Which are classic.
Yeah, classic New Orleans dishes. Might even do some char-grilled oysters.
Yeah, now see that. You go, especially when oysters become more prevalent up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like they are down in Panama City Beach, where the temperature today is 72 degrees.
Or in New Orleans, where,
yes, where you can get those 72 Chalmettes. Degrees, and it stays that way 24 and 7, especially if you stay at Arnaud's all night.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I don't
but
know
anyway,
anything about that. You
but
do.
Anyway, it's an incredible experience that we had. We're working on some ideas upcoming, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. Some of the experiences, and we will share them with you as soon as we lock and load it down. But we got some very good ideas. Well, first of all, have you got your hotel room yet for the North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest?
I don't.
You better.
Really?
Yeah, because they it might be close to too late. You know John Hall.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's playing that night?
Who?
After the Travis Tritt.
Really?
Is going to be live at the fairgrounds where we're doing the cooking show on Saturday. So you know that there are a number of people that would probably book for Saturday night because there might be, at a Travis Tritt concert, I'm going to go out on a limb here, there might be copious amounts of adult beverage sold.
I don't know anything about that stuff either.
Or as Russ Sutton would say, social lubrication.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And by the way, I was at Cutter's last night. You were there twice. I only went there once.
Yeah, you stayed the entire time, though. That's how you saw me be there twice.
Well, now
I took my wife out on a date.
You know, that is just a little. That's just a little. Why do you have to be so ugly? Yes, I was there once. You were there twice. That's all I said. You did not need to pontificate on that point.
I think that's something your wife asks you all the time. Why do you have to be so ugly?
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, sit on down. Just sit here at the counter.
Anyway, nice of you to bring that up. But anyway, you know, we have got so many things going on. Go to chefandafatman.com. Go check out the events that are coming up. Had a great communication with, did I send you out the schedule yet? October 21, 22, and 23. Atlanta, 15th annual. It's Taste of Atlanta. And what's amazing, that is they're celebrating their 15th year. We're celebrating our 15th year.
Oh, yeah.
We were there at the second one. We didn't make the first one because they were in a parking lot of Macy's in Buckhead. And we've seen it grow. But it was a very nice email from Dale DeSena, who I'll be talking with next week. She said, well, we wanted to book you guys early because we know it's tough. And it is. But so if I haven't sent you those, I thought I did.
Yeah.
Did I?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I know you have to get it into your calendar.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So anyway, when we come back, Chef Eric is going to cook up some. What do you call your theme of this show? This is bacheloring.
This is their bachelor cooking for Bob.
Bachelor cooking for Bob.
Yeah.
BFB.
That's right.
Bachelor Cooking for Bob, BFB, when we come back. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating a good life. Whether we celebrate it here, whether we celebrate it in Dublin, Ireland, whether we celebrate it in Tel Aviv, Israel, or just plain old Norcross. Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs taking it to the streets of Le Cordon Green, better known as the Big Green Egg Culinary Center.